The results are in, and we now know the most stressed out person in this whole country. Someone at risk of shortening their own life. And here's ABC's Lindsay Davis to tell us.
Who would you guess is the most stressed out person in America? A fireman? Stockbroker? Air traffic controller? Think again. Chances are you know the person, and she looks something like Debbie Watkins.
It's, oh, wow, I'm not spending enough time with Mom. But then if I go over and try to spend more time with her, then I'm thinking, wow, my kids need more of my time, or my husband needs more of my time, or my job.
Let me give you a headline. Medical experts say this could be the first generation of women who do not outlive their male counterparts by 5 to 7 years. According to the Gallup Healthways Well-Being Index, middle-aged American women have the lowest well-being of any age group or sex. And this is why.
Let's go. Come on.
Debbie gets up with the sun. Her kids still live at home. She works a full-time job.
Hi, Mom.
Takes her lunch break to visit her mom, who recently suffered a stroke, and is trying to balance her marriage, all while attempting to stay healthy.
Yeah, those days I want to find a corner and, you know, curl myself up and get away from everybody and everything.
This is a wake-up call for middle-aged women to change their behavior now.
Women really need to take care of themselves first. Like the old adage, when you're flying on the plane, put your own oxygen mask on first before you assist others.
Gail Sheehy writes for USA Today and recently wrote about today's midlife woman.
They're not making healthy choices, and they don't think they can, because they would feel too guilty of taking the time away from caring for their families.
So what is a woman like Debbie to do?
Well, she has to get other people to trade off with her, and then she will do it for them because their parents are going to need help too.
She calls it a circle of care, essentially carpooling the stresses in all our lives, where relatives and friends pitch in to help each other. She also recommends at least 1 hour of me time each day to do something for yourself. Debbie's already taking this advice to heart, and in doing so, could just be adding years to her life. Lindsay Davis, ABC News, New York.